Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Union Minister of State for Law and Justice, Arjun Meghwal, has said that despite AI's growing role in the judiciary, human involvement will remain essential. Speaking at a legal conclave on AI in law in Pune yesterday, Mr. Meghwal announced a proposal for a virtual high court bench under the e-courts project and assured that notary-related issues would be resolved within 15 days. He also highlighted progress on a medical insurance scheme for lawyers and expressed optimism about an Advocate Protection Act. The Confederation of All Nagaland State Service Employees Association, CANSIA, has urged the state government to immediately address the ongoing crisis surrounding the Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, ABPMJAY, and Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS, to avoid disruption of healthcare delivery system across the state. The association urged the state government to find temporary financial measures to support the empaneled hospitals until the insurance-related issues are resolved. The association appealed for resolving the matter and restoring the smooth functioning of the health scheme. Nagaland, along with the rest of the world, is celebrating Easter Sunday today, commemorating the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. In capital Kohima, believers gathered to celebrate the occasion with an Easter sunrise service under the aegis of the Kohima Baptist Pastors Fellowship at Kuchheje, Kohima local ground. During the service, Nagaland Baptist Church Council, NBCC General Secretary, Reverend Dr. Ma Pongana, delivered the resurrection greetings. He said that in Isaiah 53, the prophets prophesied about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Dr. Pongana said, "The resurrection of Jesus Christ has given hope and salvation.
He has risen from the dead. What better news can the believers have than the news of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? We are here because He is in our midst. We are alive because He is alive. And therefore, it is right on our part to loudly declare to the world that He is risen."
Dr. Pongana observed that believers live in the grave of criticism, belittling others and other brokenness in society and the church, with so many problems and darkness compelling people to think there is no future or hope, Passover or breakthrough. Yet he declared that there is hope and a future. He called upon believers to seek God and ask for the power of the Holy Spirit amidst all trials, adding that the resurrection has given hope and salvation. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan has extended his heartfelt wishes to the citizens on the sacred occasion of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Lal Ganesan, in his greeting message, said that Easter is celebrated around the world with great reverence, reminding us of God's boundless love and the spirit of forgiveness. As we commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the governor wished that our hearts be filled with joy, hope, and abundant blessings. Lal Ganesan also wished everyone a blessed and peaceful Easter. The Naga People's Front, NPF, has extended heartfelt Easter greetings to all the people of Nagaland and beyond. On the occasion, NPF Central Headquarters Kohima, in a press release, has called for renewing unity, strengthening commitment to truth, and filling hearts with peace and gratitude. NPF wished the message of Easter will guide people to serve one another with humility, compassion, and courage. Assam Rifles at the Kohima Garrison organized a vibrant celebration on the eve of Easter Sunday. The celebration witnessed chess competition, Easter egg competition, and other fun-filled competitions for the children. PRO IGAR North said the day served as a meaningful reminder of hope, joy, and the strength of togetherness within the Kohima Garrison, Nagaland. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the world of creators and their economy is going through a fundamental change. Interacting with the news media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "With the advent of technology, the old model is giving way to the new model, creating opportunities as well as challenges." Saying that the shape of the media world is changing, he stressed on the collective need as a country to respond to the new model. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced an Easter truce in the conflict in Ukraine starting last evening and lasting till midnight tonight. Mr. Putin announced the Easter truce in televised comments. Mr. Putin said he assumed Ukraine would follow Russia's example, but told the chief of Russia's general staff to ready Russian troops to repel any violations of the truce by Kyiv. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.